This is Pastor Fred Baker. We're certainly glad to be able to come to you again on this beautiful summer morning. It's hard to imagine as we look at the calendar that we're coming up on the closing days of the month of July, but certainly it's a blessing. God's been good to us and allowed us to worship Him, to serve Him, to walk with Him here in this life, and so much to be thankful for this morning, so much that we need to lift up our eyes and praise Him for today, with the health we enjoy, the family that we have, the friendship, the fellowships, all of the wonderful things that He's given us here upon this earth. And beyond that, He's given us that hope and that promise of eternal life. And of all the things that we're grateful for this morning, the saving of our wretched soul is that which we're most thankful for today. We thank the Lord for this occasion today. Again, we're from Baptist Chapel, located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of the Woodsdale area there as you're heading towards Trenton. And we'd invite you to stop by and be with us in service anytime that you feel led that way. We have Sunday school starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning with worship service following at 11. We have a Sunday evening worship service at 6. And then on Wednesday evening, we meet with our youth and an adult Bible study. And we'd welcome you to any and all of these services, and we'd certainly be glad to have you in our presence. And today we just invite you, encourage you to find your way into the house of the Lord somewhere to lift up His holy name, and bow with us today in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, this morning, Lord, we recognize fully that many are our weaknesses and our frailties, God. Oh, Lord, as the week progresses, Lord, we hear from those around us, God. We hear requests and needs come to our attention, Lord. And God, we're thankful today that we're given the privilege, Lord, to carry them to You in prayer, God. Our faith believing, Lord, that how Thy will is, God, as it is with You, Lord, that it will be here upon this earth, God. Our Lord, and we just pray this morning, God, for those various needs, Lord. They represent sickness, God. Are those impoverished, Lord, those that are troubled about the things of this life, God. Our Father, we just lay them all in Your loving hands this morning, Lord. And God, most of all today, how those that don't know You in a free pardon of sin, that they might before this day ends, Lord, how before the sun sets on another day, Lord, that they might find their way to an altar, God, how, Lord, that they might call upon You, Father, as we're taught in Your precious word, how, Lord, as a publican of old that wouldn't even lift his eyes, Lord, to be merciful to me, a sinner, Lord, and God, we pray that they'd find their way, Lord, and God, we ask Your blessing upon the station, Lord, the ones that stand in this place from time to time, God. Lord, upon those that work here, that labor, Lord, to allow the word to go forth across the airwaves, God. Lord, we just thank You this morning, God, for such an avenue in media, Lord. And God, such an opportunity to reach out to a lost and a dying world, God. Lord, just go with us now in this moment. Bless Thy precious word, O God. Our Father, deliver it to the places that it's needed this morning, God, whether it be to feed a hungry lamb or sheep. Our Lord, maybe it's needed to encourage or to strengthen, God. Our Father, maybe it'll be that word, God, that would cause someone to see their need of a great Savior. Lord, just bless it now, we pray. And God, bless our many sick this morning, Lord. Brother Philip, Brother Dave, God, our Lord has been shared with us over the course of the week, God. We just pray Your touch upon them, Lord. As so many others this morning, God, we leave in Your loving hands. Be with our young men and women in the service of our country, God, upon the battlefield. Oh, Lord, our leaders need Your wisdom this day, God. Our Father, oh, Father, we pray that we would send a great revival amongst Your people, Lord. Go with us now this morning, Lord. Bless these few moments of time. God, let Your word go forth and have a free course today, God. Feed Your flock. Save our lost, we pray. These favors we ask in the holy name of Jesus, and amen. Turn with us this morning, if you would, to the 40th Psalm, and We're going to read just a few verses there today. How this, of course, is a psalm of David. And he says, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. How he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. How many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord? How blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. How many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward? How they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more how than can be numbered. We'll stop right there this morning, reading the first through the fifth verse of the 40th Psalm. I'm nothing to stop and consider for a moment today. How the place from whence our Lord has brought us. How I'm glad this morning. How that one day he inclined his ear unto me. I didn't come. How the first time he spoke to my young heart. I like so many this morning. I turned away. I thought I knew better. I thought I could make it on my own. I remember I was sinking on the night past. I remember so well how the first night he touched me. It changed me for a little while. It caused me to consider my soul for a few days. But after a while, I continued right on down in the paths of sin. Like many, I'd received conviction. But I'd not been converted that night. I hadn't received that great gift how God had prepared for me. The messenger didn't have a new message. He didn't declare something I'd never heard. But he declared the same Lord. The same Christ I'd heard all my life. This morning I'm here to assure you today. There is but one Lord and one faith. And one baptism this morning. There's only one church. And it's comprised of those that have been born again. Blood bought by the precious Lamb of God. This morning he inclined my ear. I'm glad. How that he waited upon me. How that he continued to deal with my heart. I don't say this. How that you would spurn him this morning, but you might understand. That he's long suffering to us. Word, why? I'm not willing that any should perish. This morning, more than anything else, God desires to save your soul. God desires to make for you a home in glory. I just think about that this morning. I'm more than health and more than wealth. I'm more than good times in this old world. God desires to give you a hope beyond this grave. I was considering on the way this morning how the things that which are not seen. So many times men base it upon what they're able to see. You can't see me this morning, but I'm here to tell you that you can look unto God. You can look to the one that's able to deliver you. As David went on to write, he said, he brought me up also out in a horrible pit. He brought me up this morning. And I like to think about it like this. He said, out of the miry clay. There wasn't a pit for the drunkard, and a pit for the addict, a pit for the idolater, and one for the whoremonger. There was a pit that held the unbelieving, of which we were all numbered, my friend. brother. You don't have to be how bad in the eyes of men. You don't have to be evil and wicked according to the standard that many men would hold up. Brother, the Bible counts us all. I lost and undone this morning. The old prophet said, all we like sheep have gone astray. Paul said in Romans 3, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And brother, there was a pit of sin, a miry clay, that held me and held you this morning. And like today, that there is a common pit of sin. I praise God this morning. There's a common salvation. Brother, that if you're ever going to see what heaven looks like in immortal glory, you're going to have to be born again. Brother, you're going to have to come the way of the cross. For Jesus said, no man can come, cometh unto me, but my Father which is in heaven draw him. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. Brother, he said, I am the way, the truth and the life this morning. If you ever going to come out of that pit, out of that miry clay, you're going to have to be born again. Brother, listen, we all was in the same place. Brother, we reasoned about this and we contemplated that. But the old prophet said, come, let us reason together, that our sins, which were as scarlet, will be white as snow. How's that possible this morning? According to John, 1 John and 1, chapter 1, he said, his blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Brother, he went on to say, it cleanses us from all sin. The book of Hebrews clearly teaches, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Brother, this morning you want out of the pit, you're going to have to come through and by Jesus. What will he do for me? Brother, he set my feet upon a rock. I'm glad to tell you this morning, brother, it wasn't a slippery rock. It wasn't one that was moss covered. It wasn't one that I could fall from. I'm a brother like Moses of old. God had a place, a cleft in the rock for me. I'm brother to hide me from the wrath to come. I'm brother, I tell you this morning, he said that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You read it, my friend, over in 2 Corinthians. It didn't say he would be someday. It said he is a new creature in Christ Jesus. And by that he established my going. I'm brother, set my feet on the rock. I established my going. I put me on that old highway of holiness. That straight and narrow. I'm brother, on that path that leads from earth to glory. I am the day, my friend, how you can go to. He made a way for you just the same as he did for me. I'm brother, I assure you, how you might say, preacher, I'm not as bad as you were. That's probably true. But my friend, without the Lord, without being born again, in hell you'll lift your eyes. Yes, my friend. We can't put it any other way today. There is but heaven or hell that will hold the race of man. You make that choice while you're here upon the earth. It's not made by tradition. It's not made by following after rituals. Brother, it's not made after you're gone. Brother, you make that choice right now, right here. That's why the old man of God said, choose you this day whom you shall serve. Brother, this is the time God's given you. I consider your soul this morning. Consider your destination for eternity. There's no turning back. When you make that cross and as a tree falls, so shall it be. God bless you this morning. Make your way to the house of God somewhere today. If God saved you, go tell somebody. God bless you again. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing great.